Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by, Anyways, I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want it. Come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 64 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. A little cooler, but at least it ain't freezing ass cold. That being said, I went on the after these people on the micro effect this morning, and we got a recording of it, and we're going to play it. And we're going to show you what the Patriot, the good Patriots out there are asking you to pay for, asking you to put into place so that they can hijack your move it and turn it into a political movement for their benefit. And we're going to do that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, you know, I popped in on the micro effect. I've been monitoring this new programming, this new Patriot programming, people. This is Patriot programming. The woman that runs this show is a nuclear or something Wednesday, nuclear active Wednesday. She, you know, ran for Senate down there in California. She just got back from a trip to Washington, D.C. She's in tight with the Bundys. They're getting ready to release the story of Lavoie Finnegan's murder. This is that group that is trying to hijack the power of the grass, not the grassroots, the goddamn roots, period, movement, the real movement for the Bill of Rights, for what's real, and for what is not a part of a lie. There's no lie to it. And like I said, this guy, you know, they were talking a lot, it was about race and what it is forming this coalition of good Republicans across this country backing Trump. Joining with these other people that are trying to take back this, you know, the industries, the farming, ranching, we've talked about it, the logging industries, these people who had the control, these people who are the ones who removed our Bill of Rights and our common law courts so that they could be in control, the ones that created the BLM so that they could have exclusives on the resources in our country that belong to all of us. These are the son of a bitches that are trying to hijack this. Now, Mark Kornke was up first. And Mark Kornke, of course, he's got a guy on running for governor of Michigan there. And you need to get out and vote, people. We have determined through fact that to vote in under an occupation, which they'll admit that you're occupied, they'll admit that the goddamn vote's a fraud, but they're advocating for it because they are liars, man. They do not give a shit about your Bill of Rights. They have what it is conning people into thinking that they're gonna, I'm gonna call myself a militiaman and I follow this fella, and then that fella goes over there and uses the power of those people for political purposes. It's just like what Alex Jones did at Bunkerville, sending the protesters, and that was the power. And he tried to transfer that over to the election of Donald Trump. And that's what these people are trying to do. Now, you listen to this and you tell me if this is paid. Well, listen how, you know, what they have to say to me. Just listen. Here we go. This is 14 minutes and 47 seconds long. We're going to run it and be stopping it.
Thank you. And I'd ask Clarence, you guys were.
Maybe we're going to play this, people.
Caller, what's your question for our great guest, Clarence Henderson?
Thank you, and I'd ask Clarence, you guys were talking about the Trump administration. I take it you support the Trump administration. And recently he signed an executive memorandum removing my right to own a bump stock. And I'd like, as experts in the Constitution, I'd like y'all to tell me where he got that authority.
Well, as you know, one of the things that has happened with the presidents, and not only Trump, but it has been they have used the executive power to put in things temporarily, and that's one of the unfortunate things is that that has been done throughout, so he's not the only one that has done that. Now, has Donald Trump been perfect? No, not by any means, but he's doing things for the greater good of the country. And some things might hurt at this particular point in time that he's now doing. So I would say that if you weigh it out, then he's done more good than harm. We are all imperfect people. Not everything that he does will be correct, but.
See, we weren't talking about what was correct. We were talking about what was lawful. The fact that this, I go on to say these things.
We have to consider where we would be right now if we would have had Clinton in office. So in order for me to evaluate, I have to do a comparison analysis. You can take anything out there, any person out there, and put them out there by themselves, or a thing out there by itself, and make it look one way or the other. But when you do a comparative analysis, then you see which way you're better off.
Now, I do a comparative analysis with something that didn't happen. It's pure speculation to begin. I just wanted to throw that in there. This is just what bullshit is being spewed here. I mean, did that answer my question, or is this some son of a bitch trying to sell me a bill of goods?
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I will say that people are saying you're advocating for our rights. Now, the ninth article to our Bill of Rights says the enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, hence authorities, shall not be construed, that is, interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. He doesn't have the authority. The whole government is acting without authority. The Constitution is a breached contract. It is breached beyond repair. It is rescinded. The power is reverted back to we the people. And everything you guys are talking about, I tell you, it's irrelevant. It is irrelevant to everything. You don't understand the Constitution. You sure don't understand the Bill of Rights. And I mean, you're one coming on here to talk about race. I'm an American national of the American race. My people quit looking at the color of one another's skin a whole long time ago. We see our Bill of Rights removed under injunction under Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act and under the Patriot Act. It's an open contract. We're right back to 1775, and you guys are talking about elections and stuff and going on and playing this game further when our Bill of Rights is removed. Our common law courts are removed under the free...
Henry, I'm going to hop in, and I thank you. I hear you're upset. I think
no, I'm not upset. I'm just smarter than you are, lady.
You see, these people here, they are this is your patriot movement. This is what Mark Carnegie is getting you to get the satellite to put on the fucking air so that you can come out. This is your patriot movement. Become a good Republican. That's how you're going to fix this thing. Put them back into power. Fuck your Bill of Rights. They're the patriot movement, and we're just, what the fuck? We're just angry. You see, we're just angry. They want to dismiss the goddamn core. They like to say Bill of Rights. They like to say Constitution, but they don't have a fucking clue what either one of them means. It means something you use in political talk when you want to get elected and put yourself in a position of power over other people.
You are, lady. You don't.
Clarence, thank you for being patient with that. And, you know, there are, Clarence, he speaks to what a lot of people are very frustrated, and he could say he's not angry.
It's not frustrated. It's the facts that they are not going to speak of because they do not want that Bill of Rights. They do not want the common law back. They do not want true freedom and liberty. They want their control back. They want that big bureaucracy they control. They want that BLM that gives them an exclusive on the lands. They want their old shit back, people. And this is what, you know, if you want to hear me talk, you can come here 12 o'clock Monday through Friday. I'm going to be here, but I am not going to broadcast Mark Carnegie anymore. This is a God. This, I see what this is so goddamn clear. Joe McNeil thinks he's going to become, pick up where, Alex Jones lost his credibility and push this same line of bullshit, this neocon, because I guarantee you they're behind these goddamn wars. They said the other day that everything that we said about the Jews here taking over, it's all a big lie, conspiracy on this goddamn channel. And I, the thing is, Joe McNeil, you know, you can do this, but you better start calling yourself a conservative, bro. Don't call yourself a patriot broadcast, and don't call yourself a militia broadcast, because you are not. The job of the militia is to enforce the Bill of Rights, and this shit has everything to do with not enforcing the Bill of Rights, with allowing this goddamn admiralty that has permeated our country just to be transferred back over to the last good old boys. I'm telling you, people, I'm like I said, if you want to see it here, I will be monitoring to see how this is progressing with their fucking attempt to try to call this a goddamn patriot movement under Trump. But this is Joe McNeil, that two-faced son of a bitch and traitor. And as far as Mark Kornke advocating for goddamn treason, if you go vote when you're under an occupation, this isn't me. This is reality. This is the language we speak. If you go vote in an election put on by an occupation, in every election in this country, we are occupied from the meter maid to the president. Every election, especially a goddamn gubernatorial election, is absolutely a part of that goddamn occupation. You go and participate in that. You acquiesce. When you say, well, we're just voting in this state thing. When you go to sign up to vote, you just acquiesce by being on those rolls. And the people who have refused this shit, like myself, the people who are true patriots, true to the Bill of Rights, and who are not going to play these fucking lying games anymore, you are committing treason against us. You just are. You're saying, yeah, I'm going to go along. I'm going to participate in this goddamn occupational election because we think we can get this guy in here. It might be more advantageous to our religious beliefs, our other beliefs this way. The Bill of Rights has been suspended until that son of a bitch is law again. You can't make a lawful decision, and you know it. So what you're doing is playing a game. You're playing a game where you're going to present a political army. Just like Bill Cooper said, there are no fucking militia in this country. There are political and religious armies. And what you're going to do, Mark Kornke, is present a political army to push a political agenda through goddamn the micro effect and, man, I'm getting so pissed here. I can't already think straight. Joe McNeil. And Joe McNeil, he's going to get to make a whole bunch of money because you know what? It's to come and attack the trenches, attack the pure fucking truth. Man, I'll tell you what, nobody, there's no champion out there to step up for you. But these conservatives, see, they're going to call this a conservative. You're running our conservative message through the algorithms. We're not that trenches thing telling the truth. We got a conservative. We're playing part of the false left-right paradigm here. And so they will not be run through the algorithms. Then he can grow and take the space up that, like I said, that Alex Jones has left through his duplicity towards the people. He's selling us fucking out, people. Listen to the rest of this.
Not angry. He is angry. He's frustrated. He's disappointed. He's mad. He's mad at us because we're not talking about what he wants to talk about, and we don't understand. And yet you have come so far. I mean, he has, and I know, if I were in your shoes, Henry, or not Henry, but Clarence, I'd be saying, you have no idea what suffering is. So what would you like to say to frustrated Henry out there who thinks that what we're talking about is irrelevant?
Well, see, the bottom line is that we are living under things other than the Constitution, but this has been a process that we've come forward now.
We are living under things that are other than the Constitution. Right there. You don't even know what the Constitution is in the first place, buddy. But I mean, right there at Mission. So what we need to do is go out and vote in this thing that isn't under the Constitution. Would it be an occupation? Wouldn't it be treason to participate in anything that wasn't under the Constitution?
Now, and if he wants to talk about not understanding the Constitution, well, what did the Constitution do as far as human beings are concerned, as far as women are concerned?
Now, listen, you people out there, most of you have read the Constitution. Listen to what this guy, this is what the Constitution did. And somehow, I think he could, he's pretending that he could tell me how it did this.
As far as blacks are concerned, as far as freedom is concerned, so... we're talking about documents that we try to live up to, and when he says it's hopeless, it's not hopeless if we will...
documents we try to live up to, they do not know what it says. I should have questioned him. What does the 9th article say? What does the 10th article pertain to? They don't know. They don't care. It's just buzzwords they use in their little operation to get themselves back into power.
If we will go back to being a constitutional republic, and the question I would ask him, one of the questions I would ask him is, who has he been voting for?
Did you hear it? Who have you been voting for, Henry? Well, I've been voting for nobody. Just like you said, mister, this goddamn, we're not operating under the Constitution. We're occupied. I ain't voting in a guy. I ain't a traitor. I'm not going to vote in an occupied, sponsored election. Did you hear it, people? See, this is where, what have you done? That's what they're going to go on to say here. Well, they don't even know who we are. They'd want to pretend like we don't exist. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work. I mean, we are the majority in this goddamn country. This is just another little faction of fucking cliques. And that's what they want. They want their cliques back. They want their cliques back in power. This is just another faction of cliques that want to have control over you and make you work for them for your goddamn own resources.
This thing didn't start with Donald Trump. It's not going to end with Donald Trump. It started with we the people, and we the people are the ones that's going to change, going to have to change it. Because if you understand what politics are, politics are to serve the people as an order of things.
Politics to serve the people as an order of things. Have you ever heard? I mean, this is retardation, people. This is retardation.
Before there were politics, there were people. Before there were people, there were God. And so initially we set this thing forth based on what the laws of God said, and we've gotten away from that. So again, when you start to pick...
Now, he'll talk to you about the laws of God. He'll lay that on you, but he doesn't know that Bill of Rights. I promise you he doesn't. He doesn't have a clue, and he sure as hell doesn't know what common law is.
To pick and choose the Constitution, look at it from as if a menu. There are all kind of problems there, but what hope do we have? Why has America been prosperous even during difficult times? Is it because of what our Constitution, the fact that we are a free market system, we're a capitalistic system, we have an opportunity.
A capitalistic system. Are we a capitalistic system, people? I challenge any one of you. Get the documents out, the original documents, and show me capitalism in it any goddamn where. This is the mindset. This is another government apart too. Make no mistake about it.
An opportunity to go from broke to rich, from rich to broke, and an opportunity always.
The opportunity for mammon. I guess mammon controls it. I guess mammon's what it's all about. It's about money.
It always remains, because the only thing that America offers anybody is an opportunity. And we have to have a paradigm shift and see the glass half full as opposed to the glass half empty. And understand, if you pour yourself over into that half empty glass.
See, if you pour yourself over into that half empty glass, become a part of it. Join the secret societies. Say piss on the Bill of Rights and the founding document. Say piss on freedom and liberty. Let me cut the other guy's throat before he cuts mine.
That's the opportunity, and whatever comes out belongs to you. So therefore, if he wants to talk about what was taken away from him, think about what was taken away from me. Now, I started out
See, he doesn't know what was taken away from me. He's going to talk about slavery and shit that happened 400 fucking years ago. He's going to talk about how he was oppressed. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know you. He doesn't even know what's been taken from him, because he's too fucking stupid. He doesn't know what the Bill of Rights is. He talked about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And this is good. This is good. Yeah, I get to be a slave.
And what was called the wrong side of the tracks. Both parents had a third grade education. I have succeeded in being in business for myself for almost 30 years, and mortgages, investments, and things like that. So I understand how money works. I understand what is required of this country. I understand how our system works. But in order to prosper in the system of economy, we have to understand what that system is, and we live in a capitalistic system, which says that you can become rich in this country if you choose to do so, and you understand that one thing she talked about before was businesses, and going into business for yourself gives you an opportunity that's different from any other opportunity in America. So when we look at these things and see how blacks have been taken advantage of in this country, you have to deal.
Just blacks.
You have to play the hand that you've been dealt, but we have overcome this situation, and we will go back to we the people and not they the government. We have an opportunity to see. So he didn't listen to the entire programs you had on.
Yeah, I did.
You had on the day, and when we've been talking about certain parts of the Constitution, Bill of Rights.
They haven't nothing that none of them they said there had anything to do with the Constitution, did it?
Rights is for your individual rights. So how much is he standing up for what he believes in? I stand up.
Ooh.
I stand up for what I believe in.
You get paid very well for being a goddamn sellout, don't you, buddy?
Our Constitution, our Charter of Freedom, given us an opportunity to do so.
Yeah, and there's no doubt, Clarence, that if you look up your name, you are a champion for all people. And you know, going through what you experienced growing up, the factual segregation, the abuse that you went through without just the...
Sounds like these people who want to take over our movement are using a race card here, doesn't it?
Just because of your skin color that you can't change. You can't change that. I mean, and you can't hide it either, Clarence. So, you know, first of all, I want to acknowledge Henry for calling in. Henry, if you're still listening, we acknowledge you, and I feel the frustration that I felt from you over the medium that we're using to have this radio show. And, you know, you could go back, Henry, and listen to, I had Dan Johnson on the show early on, and we talked about the NDAA and the abuse of the NDAA. So if you listen to the series of shows, including this one today, and understand...
I think this was the same guy that was going to give the lectures on how we're out here lying about Israel, how Israel, we should be over there dying for them, and how we should all be good Judeo-Christians, because these guys are...
Understand that people like Clarence... Me, the show, Radioactive Wednesday, is trying to educate the people.
Educate the people in what? You're not, all I'm saying, go ahead and do it. But don't call yourself the goddamn Patriot Movement. You're not talking about the Patriot Movement. You're talking about the goddamn reoccupation of this by you.
Because without education and understanding the history, and I've heard you say this, Clarence, in some of your interviews, that if you do not know your history, you are doomed to repeat it. And this is a medium, and thankfully, Clarence, you know, we still have freedom.
So they're going to school me on history?
Still have freedom of choice, and if people like Henry don't think that this is an important show, they have the freedom to go to another show.
Exactly, to go somewhere else besides that goddamn Republican goddamn broadcast over there on the micro effect, that conservative Republican Fox News broadcast over there on the micro effect. Now, you guys get out there and make sure you get them a satellite so they can make a lot of money cutting your goddamn throat. You can pay for it.
Another show and listen to them. And so anyway, Clarence, what are your thoughts on, you know, something that I struggle with as a white person is when I talk to a, let's say, black person, a brown person, I always feel like I need to set up the conversation and be, you know, PC these days. I didn't always feel that way. Growing up, it didn't matter because my mom, you know, had this daycare, and I wasn't taught a lot of the things about slavery for whatever reason, or I don't remember them.
Yes, sir.
When she started promoting Clarence, do you think that got her a check in from Rabbi?
It could have. I want you guys to hear the rest because they talk about their party affiliations here at the end. I'm sorry it's so long, but it just is. I didn't have time to cut it anymore.
But I know that people feel like they are walking on eggshells around people these days. Like, everybody's always on tension. And you're part of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. You're out of, I think, North Carolina. Is that right?
Right.
You are the president. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show with you and Dean is because I see the Frederick Douglass Foundation, the Douglass Leadership Institution, as a way to unite a divided country.
That is exactly right, because, see, we are stronger together than we are divided. Now, why did I become the president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. It was because, first of all, Frederick Douglass was a Christian. He was a Republican. He came up out of slavery. All he had all odds against him, but he understood through his going through the learning curve what it meant to be an American, what the Constitution meant, and what all of our Charter of Freedom means. So now we're in the process now of putting 1,000 members of the Frederick Douglass Foundation in the state of North Carolina. Can you imagine if we had 1,000 members of the Frederick Douglass Foundation across the United States of America? That would be 50,000 people to be marching in one accord, just like the Israelites did, in reference to keeping this country free, and in reference to all things being equal for all people.
Keeping this country free. Are you guys free? I'm not.
Equal for all people, in reference to having people learn how to live a better life in America, in reference to offering the same opportunity for everyone. And see, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And so the Frederick Douglass Foundation is a way for us to begin.
Five will get you 10, he's a Mason.
Us to begin to change things, because the Frederick Douglass Foundation sits on the Central Committee for the Republican Party, so we have a seat.
Central Committee for the Republican Party. Now, this is over on Patriot Broadcasting Radio, but the Patriot Movement. The Patriot Movement. Oh, the Republican Movement. You mean the Patriot, the Republican Party, the new Republican Party. Do you get what's where it's going here, people?
To help make decisions when it comes to the Republican Party in the state of North Carolina. We have an opportunity to bring to them problems and situations that are in the black community that we might be able to help more. We have a situation where we're beginning to look at how we begin to get people to see why it would be better for you to be a look at the Republican platform as opposed to the Democratic platform, because in the state of North Carolina right now we have of the voting registered voters in the state of North Carolina in the Democratic Party, 46% of them are black in the Democratic Party, so that we have the control in as far as politics are concerned in North Carolina, but we're on the wrong side.
And they don't know what that Bill of Rights is or what it means, and they do not know what that Constitution is or what it means.
Wrong side of the situation. So we're going in and we're looking to change 10 to 20% of those over to the Republican Party, so that they will serve, be represented by the party that has represented all people. The party.
So this is a movement to get positions in the bureaucracy, political positions across the country in the bureaucracy. These are two movements coming together right here. Aren't they, people, or am I missing something here?
The party of freedom, and
yep.
Begin to understand the difference between an agenda-driven movement and a principle-driven movement, because the Frederick Douglass Foundation is a movement. That's just like what Donald Trump ran. He ran a movement, and Hillary Clinton ran a campaign. I understand movement. I know what it takes to move the people from one position to
another. To move the people from one position to another. It ain't got nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, people.
Position to another, where we are all people have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness to defend our freedom.
That's right, and sometimes it takes a sit-in, and sometimes it takes standing. And oh my gosh, Clarence, thank you so much for joining the show today. You guys, if Frederick Douglass,
I would like to do one thing. If someone wants me to be a speaker, they can reach me through my webpage, which is www.
Once me, see, they're just speaking. They have, they're having like seminars and speaking tours. See, they got the money to do this shit. They ain't got the money to help, to get the Bill of Rights back, because they don't want it back. And that's a fact. You people try to tell, is that the movement you're a part of? That's what the micro effect is. It is goddamn, it is a Tory broadcast. And it is being sold as Patriot, because it was connecting it with Mark Carney, connecting it with the goddamn, with the militia movement. So, but what it really is a political army threatening the other. We got a political army here too. You got a political army. We got a political army. We can manipulate and control. We got to let these people know. You don't control us one goddamn bit. You say go over here, I'll say fuck you and go over there. That's how that works. I mean, I can't be the only one that's speaking out against this, okay? I just can't. You people are going to have to go and you're going to have to do what I did today. You're going to have to come in there and say, you're an expert on this, and ask them a question you know they can't answer because they don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about. They don't have a clue. But keep in mind, they're calling themselves you. They're trying to hijack the grassroots, the true grassroots goddamn movement, the patriot movement. Anyways, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Cougar Mellencamp, he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 billion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, oh man, I'm doing the wrong one. That's all right, man. If you got some money, send us some. God damn it, we could use it. Oh, I'm just so pissed about this. I'm disappointed. That's the truth of it. Man, to find out that, you know, there isn't. There, I mean, Bill Cooper nailed it clean, man. He was so goddamn right. That's probably why they shot him. No political army. I mean, no militia, just political armies and religious armies, all with an agenda. And they'll all kill you if you won't go along. And they'll all try to use you. They will use you, people. That's what they're doing right here in front of my face, man. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see what this, well, we know that they backed it. This is the Trump movement. So let's see what the Trump movement's doing here. U.S. weapons manufacturers, stocks prices soar as Trump pulls out of Iranian deal. This is from RT. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. While Donald Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal has been negatively criticized by most of the international community, it has brought good news for some weapons manufacturers. You know, the only problem in this country, you just got to go and you got to live the American dream. It's right there. You have the choice to go live the American dream, don't you know? Oh, you could be a, you too Henry, could be a weapons manufacturer.
Like that guy said, it's like that guy said in that, they call it a show, by the way, and that's about all they said that was true. I think, you know, the show. Anyway, it's not where you start out, it's where you end up, you know, yeah. On your heap of money.
That's it, man. Who you screw? You can end up on the top, too. The stock price of all of the top U.S. weapons manufacturers shot up just as Trump announced he's pulling his country, out of the pack, you know, under orders from Netanyahu. He's pulling his country out of the pact with which lifted sanctions on Iran in exchange for Tehran limiting its nuclear program. Northrop Grumman's stock price took the largest leap, and the aerospace and defense technology company has maintained those gains, raising more than 12 points, 3.8%. Now, you guys, these guys are doing well. That means that more your money that you're not going to be able to spend on your food, your housing, or at this point, you can't even think about the boat and the garage or anything or owning a house. More money is coming from somewhere to go to these defense contractors. Where do you reckon that's coming from? You didn't want no goddamn vacation this year. Hell, you wanted to take on another job, didn't you? Because, hey, man, it's not where you start. It's where you end up. Since Trump's announcement, Lockheed Martin is up 6.4 points, 2%, while Raytheon's price rose 5.3 points, 2.55%. Boeing also gained more than 3 points. It was unable to maintain those advances. However, it is still up 2 points on its price before Trump said the U.S. was exiting the 2015 deal. The uptick wasn't just limited to weapons manufacturers, as oil rose more than 3%. To hit its highest level. Boy, he loves us. When you go down to that goddamn gas station and look at the prices on the pump, just Trump did that for you. He loves you. Go ahead, Mike.
Hot damn, I'm rich. I got 25,000 shares of each of those companies you mentioned.
There you go. There you go.
I think I was going to sell.
There you go. There you go. Now you're thinking like an American. The latest price surges are a continuation in rising share prices for weapons manufacturers since Trump entered office, promising historic increases in military spending. We don't need that damn old food. Since January 1st, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and Boeing are all up more than 20 points. Those gains have been fueled by large surges following several of Trump's actions, including his decision to attack the Syrian government targets, to attack a foreign nation. Oh, that's a good thing for business. In April, and his appointment of John Bolton, you know, the goddamn warmonger, as his national, the warmonger that was a part of that yellow cake uranium scam in the last scam. He was right there for the last scam. They're doing the same scam again. You ready for another $20 trillion? What do you think your life's going to look like after this one, people? Nash, and they're going to say there was a bubble or something to explain where all the goddamn wealth went. It's just a bubble thing. Nothing we could do about it. Well, we found the criminals, but they're just too goddamn big to jail. Decisions to attack Syrian government targets in April and his appointment of John Bolton as his national security advisor in March. Following the Syria strike, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop, Grumman, and aerospace firm General Dynamics gained nearly $5 billion in market value, despite the wider market slumping, they say. Bullshit. bullshit. Look what they're doing right in front of our faces. They're just doing a rerun. I can't believe it.
Henry, honestly, the reason I called, what's it, this shit, and Israel just hit a couple more targets. I mean, it's like, you know, in Syria, what the hell, the Russians better shit or get off the pot, because they're supposed to be there as a big brother to protect the Syrians, and they cut some backroom deal with the Israelis, like, oh, we'll only bomb these spots, but we'll never touch none of your bases. And it's like, how come they ain't shooting these damn planes down? Jeez, oh, Pete.
Well, Netanyahu went over to Russia just a few days ago, just got back. Right? This is all, we're being set up to go and to take Syria. I keep saying this, it's getting old. Syria, and then Lebanon, and then Jordan, and then Iran, and now Turkey. We'll just flow right into that. Israel deploys troops to Syrian border after detecting unusual movements by Iranian forces. This is in another country. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Wade for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Update at 3:15 p.m. Eastern. That would have been yesterday. I-24 News is reporting that Israel has called up some reserve units for air defense, home front, and intelligence as Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman consults with military leaders at the IDF. You see him and Netanyahu the other day were given the authority just to go to war. Just, you know, like we want for Trump, we were talking about, just go. You want to fucking attack somebody? You're already doing it. Lieberman consults with military leaders at IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv. The deployment was made as required. I-24 reported that the call-up orders for Israel air defense and its home front and intelligence forces came about an hour after the suspicious activity. Oh man, here comes World War III. Nobody knows how it started. It's some kind of suspicious activity, which has not been identified, was detected, but it's not going to be World War III because he's already made a deal with the Russians. Following the identification of irregular activity of Iranian forces in Syria, the IDF has decided to change the civilian protection instructions in the Golan Heights. You know, a captured Syrian territory that they're occupying, Golan Heights, and instructs local authorities to unlock and ready shelters in the area, a statement from the army said, because all the settlements they have there on that occupied territory that they can't settle in. Oh, what am I talking about? Law. The Israeli public should remain attentive to IDF instructions that will be given if necessary. Additionally, defense systems have been deployed and IDF troops are in high alert for an attack. Here it comes. I mean, they're just doing this. We got to hurry up and get this done. I mean, you can see them hurrying. You can actually see them hurrying through the little steps. And we found this and we got some yellow uranium over here. Okay, we got to get this. Okay, and then attack. They're behind schedule, people, because it's a spring offensive and spring's almost gone. Think about it. The U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv also issued a warning to government employees to avoid the heights due to the recent tensions in the region. What tensions? Until further notice, you mean the Israelis sitting there and doing target practice on the Palestinian protesters, unarmed? U.S. government employees are required to obtain advanced approval if they wish to travel to the Golan Heights. The statement posted on Tuesday afternoon local time. Some senior Iranian officials vowed to take revenge on Israel for the Hama attack. Because they've been, like Mike was saying, they've been hitting, just attacking Syria, man, just blatantly. I mean, that's goddamn, if that ain't an act of war, what the fuck is it? They are already attacking Syria big time right now. And after Syria, it's Lebanon. Because you're going to have Lebanon's going to jump right in the mix because they're the ones with that, you know, the Hezbollah and what might have you. And boy, it's just natural. It's got to be Lebanon. We've got to take it to get to, well, Jordan. We got to get rid of Jordan. It's a big old Iranian. It's those Persians we're after, damn it. But we have to, you know, some of you got terrorists in your country that are attacking our troops, that are invading your country. And we have to send in mercenaries and U.S. troops to put down the resistance or the whatever in the hell you want to call it this time around. Or am I missing something here, people? Oh, man, this goes on, so we know what they're up to there. I thought this was great. I wanted to get to it. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North becomes NRA president, organization says. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North is set to become the president of the National Rifle Association of America, a process the NRA Board of Directors initiated Monday, the group announced. North will be retiring from his role at Fox News effective immediately. He will be taking over the position occupied by Pete Brownell, who did not seek a second term as NRA president. I am honored to have been selected by the NRA board to soon serve as the greatest organization's president, North said in a news release. I appreciate the board initiating a process that affords me a few weeks to set my affairs in order, and I am eager to hit the ground running as the new NRA president. NRA Executive President and CEO Wayne LaPierre called North a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted communicator, and skilled leader. LaPierre called the North announcement the most exciting news for our members since Charlton Heston became president of our association. North served 22 years as a Marine and was part of the National Security Council staff during the Reagan administration. He hosted a documentary series called War Stories with Oliver North and was a contributor on Fox News. Wasn't there something missing from that? Well, from that, what the hell would you call that? That would be his resume? Wasn't there something missing from that? Does anybody out there know what's missing from the resume?
Criminal.
He's a goddamn criminal. Yes, he's a convicted criminal. A convicted international gun and drug runner. I mean, when they talk about it, he was served with National Security Council staff during the Reagan administration. No, Ali is the guy, the fall guy that took it for Iran-Contra. You know, where they were buying guns from the... Well, actually, what they were doing, they were taking dope from El Salvador and bringing it up into the United States and selling it to our people on the streets through a CIA op. They were then taking that money, and they were buying guns from... Who were they buying them guns from? We've been talking about all these different... Who was that they were buying those guns from? Anybody? Well, they were buying those from Iran, weren't they?
Iran. It was a kilo of cocaine for one... AK-47.
You betcha. Iran. Oh, you know that terrible enemy we have to destroy right now or yesterday and get this over with as quick as we can? Iran. And then they would take those guns down to the Sandinistas down in El Salvador because they had them a little war, a black op war going down there. Illegal. It used to be illegal. Now they just say, well, we just can't tell you. It's just one of those things we can't talk about. But oh, Ali. He was convicted, you know, guys. He was convicted. I mean, and you know this last guy who did some shooting down there in Texas, I think it was. They were saying, man, they didn't report that he was a nut, you know, from the Army. And what you know, Ollie North, I've seen him on one of these programs, and he was talking about he'd bought his grandson a shotgun. He's sitting there and said, you're a convicted felon, Ollie. I mean, you're convicted. I mean, you did some pretty serious shit there, and you can buy a shotgun? It must be a different set of rules for you people. Not only can you buy a shotgun, international gun runner. Yeah, I think that's a felony, ain't it, guys? I mean, it would be if you or I did it. Maybe it ain't. Maybe it's just, you know, one of those political things. But I do think he did some time for it. And that's international gun running, international drug smuggling, and money laundering. Okay, so I guess that, man, he's not going to, I'm going to guess that he supports the 1968 Gun Control Act where felons cannot have guns. And the 1933 Gun Control Act, you know, the first infringement. I got to believe Ollie supports those because I know, I do remember back in the 90s that he supported the goddamn assault weapons ban. Remember that, people? And now this is the greatest thing that ever. I hope that a lot of people are sending these son of a bitches a lot of money because we sure don't need it here because we're not doing a damn thing here. We're just watching and commenting on what's happening. But Ollie North, man, he's going to be your new head CEO over at the National Rifle Association, this convicted criminal. And what, you know what the guy said when Katie brought up earlier? I guess it ain't where you start out in life, or even if you commit felonies and treason against your country, it's where you end up. NRA spokesman Dan Loesch, I guess Loesch, that's what it looks like, congratulated North on his new position. Thrilled about the Oliver North news. A total warrior for freedom, people. A total warrior for freedom. Hey, man, I guess we could all be a part of the Trump movement. You know, the patriot movement, the true, the only patriot, there's not, that's the patriot movement, right? Oh, there's those extremists, you know, there must be extremists out there somewhere. Somebody we can call extreme, you know, somebody we could call anti-government. Then if we are anti-government, you know, I'll take that. But then you got to be Tories, okay? We'll be anti-government, you be the Tories, because that's the reality of it, isn't it? I mean, that we do have to look at things in 3D and live in the first person and say, hey, man, what is that I'm looking at? It is what it is. And like I said, guys, everybody really needs to step up to this and start, you know, making a noise at these people every time you confront them. I mean, anywhere you can confront them, just come in and just say, you know, you're advocating for a system that leaves out our Bill of Rights, that has an injunction on it. You don't know about the National Defense Authorization Act, Sections 1021 and 1022. You don't know about the Patriot Act. You just don't know about that stuff, and you're the expert on the Constitution. You're the person that's going to guard my freedom, preserve my freedom. That's putting forth the notion that I have any, right? But I don't have
any. But you turn on the afterburners and kill all the sailors and nearly sink a ship, and they make you a senator.
Well, yeah. Whatever is your point? I'm just telling you, people. What do we got? If you're not willing to, before this thing ever goes to any guns going off, people are going to be to the point where you're going to be smacking people. You're going to be spitting on people. You're going to be yelling at people, calling them a goddamn traitor. You're going to be saying, you goddamn traitor. You voting goddamn traitor. You acquiescing goddamn traitor. It will be to the point of violence, fist up fist, when people just encounter each other. It'll have to be that bad before you see a real freaking movement. Otherwise, it's just going to be this, you know, we can try politically to get ourselves in a better advantageous place right here for the rest of our lives and our children's. This is how these son of a bitches are looking at it. I'm telling you, they have no intent of fighting. They have no intent of taking the Bill of Rights back. They have no intent of you having your common law rights back. None. They have their own personal interests, and that's all. Anyways, man, geez, where were we? Oh, I still got lots of articles here. Yeah, go ahead.
Stozak.
Hey, brother, how's it going? I'm sorry, man. I forgot that you were going to be there today.
I was waiting for the rant to calm down.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like to interrupt you when you're on a roll, bro.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I didn't get off the roll quicker. Anyways, how you feeling? And, man, do you have any idea how this happened to you?
No. And neither do the doctors. They suspect it was something viral, but they ran cultures on everything. They couldn't get anything to grow. I've had no history of any sort of heart trouble or anything like that. Just I got what I thought was the flu, and about 4 or 5 days later, I started feeling so bad that I just went to bed and stayed in bed for 3 days. And the third day, I told my son, I said, man, if I'm in this bed tomorrow, you're going to find me here dead. So we went to the emergency room, and they said, oh, you've got to get in here now. You're in big trouble. Apparently my kidneys were shutting down, and, you know, basically it was all organ failure after the next day. So I wouldn't have made it till Tuesday.
Wow.
Or till Wednesday. I don't know what day it was. Yeah, till Wednesday. I wouldn't have made it till Wednesday, which was, what, the 15th.
Jiminy.
And they opened me up, and they put some pumps in to take the strain off my heart, and they did that for a little while, and I went into a coma, and then they put me on something called an ECMO machine. They drilled a hole through the side of my chest and put that thing in. Basically what that did was it pumps the blood for you, and it brings it out, and I guess it's almost like a dialysis or some kind of thing like that, and then it warms it up and sends it back in. And I was, you know, like I said, I think Jill's already told you guys, I was in a coma for 2 weeks, and took a hit on my right side. I've got some issues with my foot and my hand and my right side. I mean, completely lost the bicep and the chest muscles on my right side. I mean, to the point where when I got out of ICU, I couldn't even lift my right arm up by itself. I had to, somebody come in, the doctor came in to see me or something. I'd have to pick my right arm up with my left arm and reach up to shake his hand. They were surprised that I made it that far when I got out of ICU. They said, you're a very fortunate man. They kept telling Jill, he's got a 50% chance of having a stroke because of blood clots and stuff. And, well, by the grace of God, I made it, and certainly appreciate everybody who prayed. Still covet your prayers now, because, like I said, I've still got some issues. I got some issues with my foot that they're trying to tell me that the toes on my right foot are dead. I can wiggle the left one, the little pinky toe. I can move that on its own. And I'm going to see the podiatrist tomorrow. He's going to do a little peel back on the dead skin and see. He did one before, and it looked pretty good then up to where he cut. And he said, come back in 3 weeks. So I'm going to go see him about that. And I'm going to see a vascular surgeon about maybe doing a barometric chamber thing with the oxygen to try and bring some more healing to that area. I've got sensation in him. But we've got to change the bandage on it every day, and I'm gimping around in a hospital sock and stuff. Mm. But other than that, thank God I'm alive, and I'm back home. And my church really kicked in big time. We had some people come in and volunteer to fix my saggy floors, because my old house had some saggy floors, and nobody was really happy about me walking in here on one foot and trying to hobble around down into the sunken living room. So they had some people come in, and they totally redid my living room floor, and everybody just, and all you folks out there that stepped up to pray and to donate and everything that you did, I really appreciate it. In the hospital, after I got out of ICU, I was able to start following the trenches and, you know, seeing some of your comments, and I was really touched by them. And again, I can't express my gratitude for all you guys that prayed, and God was gracious, and he heard me, and like I said, I'm holding out for my toes. I've had them for 54 years. I plan on keeping them for however long I'm down here.
Be stubborn about it, brother, and it's great to hear your voice, man. It truly is. Oh, wow. I mean, I've had my own episodes in my life. You know, I've had, when I was 35, I had my aortic valve. I got some kind of thing like you got, man, and it destroyed the valve, and it had to be replaced. I've had a ball and cage in there all these years. But, we were worried about you. I got to be honest, man. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, and I mean, for the first 2 weeks, I wasn't even here to see it happen. I, you know, I was completely out of it, and I woke up in the ICU, and they had me strapped down because apparently I was a bad boy, and I was trying to rip all the hoses and lines out and stuff, and so they lashed me fast.
Wow.
And it took a while for me to really come around, but man, the places I went while I was out were pretty dark places.
Really?
Apparently I died twice on a table, and the heart stopped twice on the table, and they jolted me back. But, there was some pretty nasty. The land where dreams are real is what I call it. I couldn't tell it from real life, and there was no waking up from it.
Man.
And it was just something I wouldn't want to go through again. But the worst part was being in the ICU, and they wouldn't even give me a sip of water.
Oh.
No, we can't give you any water. You might be bleeding internally. I'm like, well, you're putting IV fluid in me, so if something's going on like that, it's going to go on. No, we can't do it.
They give you a piece of ice to suck on?
Yeah, they give you, well, they gave you halomethane, which is, it's kind of like ice, but I don't think it's really water. When you crunch it, it just kind of dissolves and disappears. It's not like it does anything for your thirst.
Wow, I hear you.
And, you know, there was no brushing of the teeth, so, you know, your mouth gets funky and everything. It was really unpleasant. Once I got out of there, this woman showed up one day, and she had a toothbrush and some toothpaste and a cup of water, and she goes, here you go, you can brush your teeth. And I'm like, hot damn, I'm going for it. And I just finished that, and she comes in with a 24-ounce glass of water with ice in it, and she goes, you can drink as much of this as you want. And so I went from the day before not even being allowed to have a sip to, here's 24 ounces, chug it.
Ooh,
and I pretty much did, too.
Right on.
I tell you, man, once you don't have water for a period of time, it's just, you're thankful to God just for, I look at the story Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus, and the rich man said, just send Lazarus to dip his finger in the water and put a drop on my tongue because I'm tormented here. Mm-hmm. And that's as close as I ever want to get to that type of thing, man. Just 6 days of waking up thirsty and wanting water and you know, the whole time I'm awake, just asking. I was trying to figure out how I could get out of the bed and get across the room to the sink where they wash their hands. Like, I know there's water over there, and they don't come around but every half an hour, so I've got time. I didn't realize how weak I was. I mean, there was no standing up or anything. I didn't realize what 3 weeks in bed would do to you.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, that water.
My right bicep is gone. Oh, I am doing physical therapy to bring it back.
You'll get there, brother. You're a fighter, man. Yep. You've proved that many times
over. Yeah, that's what everybody
said. Right on. Well, it was sure awesome hearing your voice, man. And don't be shy. Come up and stop me so we have a little more time. That being said,
okay,
we're at the top of the hour. Alrighty. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific.
God bless you all.
God bless you. 12 Pacific, bye. 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, oh, man, good to hear you, Darzac. And that is The Word from the Trenches.